Well, the scenario is this. The 2025 World Junior Championship of hockey is taking place in Ottawa, Canada. And who's there? Of course, Vanita Sakhar from the Morning News. She is there, and she's hanging out in Ottawa. First off, Vanita, happy to have you back on the show. What's it like in Ottawa?
I am in the Team Canada store right now. It's red and white everywhere. It's Canada versus Czechoslovakia tonight. And Pete, your listeners are probably wondering, why the heck is she in the World Juniors? What's happening? Well, I'm here with Minnesota Sports and Events. I was able to ride the shuttle bus over with Mr. Lou Nanny, talking hockey with him, and Wendy Blackshaw, who you know very well, Henry.
Yep.
They are learning while they're here. And that's what I want to do, just be a part, kind of like a fly on the wall, as they continue to see what's happening here with the World Juniors, because you and I both know,
yep,
with this thing coming to the Twin Cities, to Minnesota, it's going to be huge this time next year. We want to make sure we're ready and to really, really let people know how cool this is going to be when it comes to the Twin Cities.
And that's the reason why you have organizations like Minnesota Sports and Events and other organizations like that across the country. They're so well-versed in doing fabulous jobs at putting together events, because they scout out and they do the research, they put in the time, and they put in the effort to make sure that it's first class.
You and I both know that. I mean, you saw that with Gymnastics City USA. You saw Promenade du Nord. You saw that when people got out of the airport, they knew that it was gymnastics. It was all about gymnastics. I don't want to talk any trash, but I'm just saying they don't really have as much of a big welcome for that. I think these are tried and true hockey fans, so yep, they know they're going to get the attendance here and stuff. What we, I think it's important to let people in the Twin Cities know, even casual hockey fans, how cool this is going to be and have people from all over the world here. We've got tonight Czechoslovakia versus Canada. So you've got all these, you know, Czech families in the crowd, and really, really welcoming all of them is going to be a huge part of it in a year. So I'm excited to be up here in Ottawa just to get a feel for how the World Juniors works. I've never had a chance to be a part of it. Excited to go to the game tonight. I'm going to go to the semifinals on Saturday as well, and just really get an opportunity to understand what's coming to Minnesota and why it's such a big deal. So, well, it's exciting,
yeah,
and fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things that we have to be excited about is the fact that the United States, they're doing well. They coasted to a 7-2 victory over Switzerland in the second quarterfinals game of the day.
Okay, I was flying at the time. That's what Lou Nanny told me on the bus ride over. I was pretty excited about that. That's good to hear. It's fun to get his take on things too, just kind of how important it's going to be. But the economic impact, you can't overstate it either. I think that's big. And so Wendy and crew, you know, they know what they're doing, but they want to kind of go behind the scenes here. Tomorrow we're going to be getting tours, understanding some of the fan fest elements to it, which we'll be seeing around River Center, the Rice Park. The main crux of what's going to happen in a year will be at the Xcel Energy Center, but some of it's going to be at Mariucci. So a little bit of both, but really St. Paul is going to be the center of it. So I think just understanding all the elements that people can have fun with. If you don't go to a game, you can be a part of FanFest and welcome people from all over the world, which will kind of a cool feel to it.
And that was going to be my next question. We're talking to Vanita Sakhar from the Morning News here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. It's, what is the vibe like in Canada? Like, you know, I've been to Canada. I've been to Canada before. I've been to Toronto. Toronto, though, has a different – it's so big of a city, right? Like, it's a metropolitan city. It feels like it's kind of like New York, but that's not typical Canadian cities. What has Ottawa been like from what you've seen?
I just got in this evening. We're talking to the cab driver. It's about a million people here. It's a smaller, I think it's spread out million. It's not like a big metropolis or anything. I've been to quite a few Canadian cities, but I tell you what, Henry, these people love their hockey and they want to cheer against the U.S. for sure. So I haven't worn any U.S. Jerseys or anything like that yet, but I might on Saturday.
Don't be afraid to wear your jersey. I mean, if we wear Vikings jerseys around Philadelphia Eagles fans and stuff like that, you go get them.
You got to be a patriot, Vanita. Come on, is it? It's too hot in Ottawa, isn't it? Huh? Yeah.
I'm totally going to. Actually, I didn't even have time to change because I got off the plane and then threw my luggage in and came over to the game. But they've got a shuttle going and stuff like that. So it's fun. It's a huge contingent. We've got people from Visit St. Paul, Meet Minneapolis. I mentioned Lou Nanny. I know a bunch of other people, like hockey notables, will be up here as well, just to get a feel for how this is going and what we can do, what we can learn from what they're doing here, but then also what we can improve on and how we can even take it to the next level, which is what Minnesota Sports and Events does. So.
Yeah. Well, enjoy your time there in Canada.
Thank you.
I'm a little bit envious and jealous. Tell Wendy that I said hello. Say hi to Lou Danny for me as well. And, send me a couple of pictures of some of the really cool jerseys, because I might have to Venmo you some money to buy me maybe some attire, some gear.
They are nice. I do like the maple leaf and everything. But, hey, it's all USA right here. I am going to wear my jersey. Don't worry. I'm going to wear it soon.
All right. Have fun, Vanita.
Thank you for including me on the show. Bye, guys.
All right, take care. That's Vanita Sakkar joining us here on The Lake Show. She is at the 2025 World Junior Championships in Ottawa.